Hi everyone, this is Linda Bunnell with the International Human Design School, and I'm doing a series of interviews with our teachers so that people can get to know them. And I'm here with Andrea Reichel-Wolf, and she has been involved in human design for a long time and has been an IHDS teacher for a very long time. So I thought I would start out of just asking Andrea to help us understand a little bit about who she is and what her background is. And so, Andrea, where were you at in your life when you first came to human design? What were you doing?
Well, I was doing my PhD in molecular genetics. So that was really hardcore science in one of our best institutes here in Austria. I was really what I could not really prove what didn't exist in a way. So for me, it was almost impossible to have such a system that works and really shows you genetic imprints. But as life, goes, and there were some difficulties in my private life, and I was looking for some help, and I had really very interesting experience when I was in Africa. And in Africa, there's always the voodoo stuff there. And I could really feel that. I could really sense that. So that was really a totally change over of what I believed in my life. And then I came back, and then somebody came up to me and were asking me birth data, which I was still skeptic. And I said, I don't think I'm ready for astrology. But this person said, no, it's not astrology. I have something else for you. And it has something to do with genetics. And this person got my birth data and told me stuff about myself that nobody else really could know. And I was really impressed. And at that time, it was in 97, Ra came to Vienna. And he did an introductionary talk. And yeah, that's it. Got stuck into human design since then. Finished my PhD 2 years later and decided I'm not going to work. There was no response there to work in the hardcore science because that was not my passion anymore. And human design got my passion. And was trained as an analyst, was an analyst in 99, was a teacher in 2000, and with my 27-3, which is called GREET, I did basically every education that you can imagine in human design. So, yeah, that's a very brief story about how I came into human design, and I really got addicted in a way. And it's really my life's passion.
I was in a lot of class. We were in a lot of our classes together, and you did some translations for Ra. You were very close with Ra. I know he spoke very, very fondly of you. And it was quite a blow to us when he passed. So in the process, how we talk about deconditioning happening over that 7 year period of time. So what was it like for you? I mean, did you notice a lot of change going on within you during that first 7 years?
When I got to human design, it was in 97. I got cancer in 98. And thanks to Ra and to human design, I survived it. And I don't think I could have ever survived that without human design. So in a way, the fates were with me. And I could really feel a lot of changes in the first 3.5 years, where I was really a mindy person. I basically every of my decisions when I came into human design was mind decisions, because the mind, that's something that's what I thought is the only authority that you can have in yourself. And after these 3.5 years, I personally felt there is change going on, But it was not that radical as it was in the first 3.5 years. Basically, whatever I have achieved in my life at that time, I was just throwing out the window. A very delightful for people who are still in that business education. And I was one of the best PhD students. I throw away my relationship. In a way, the life that I have was gone. In that time, in this 3.5 years, I got to meet my husband. In my first 7 years, I changed where I lived. And for me, when I reached the 7 years process, when I look back, I couldn't believe it. And people who have known me before and known me after these 7 years, they couldn't believe what I have been through and what I've thrown away, which was never correct for me anyway. And most of my friends really thought that I was crazy with this crazy quote unquote system, to earn my money and spend my lifetime. And it was in a way they thought that I was nuts. But one thing that was so lovely, when people, it was in Ibiza when people recognized that I've really, really changed. And this I wasn't aware at all because it was the 7 years. And people recognized that I changed a lot when my 7 years, the first 7 years were closed. But for me, from my process, I know something was going on, but it was not such significant as it was for others. What was really significant for me was the 3.5 years. With the 3.5 years, basically, I've thrown everything away. That was my past life. And in a way, I started something new. So, yeah, that was my first 7 years.
Oh boy, can I relate to what you're talking about? I reminded me when you were talking about everything changed. I remember at my about 3.5 years into it, there was a moment in time at my job that I had at the time. It was my business. I was in partnership with my husband, and I remember there was a moment when I said, "That's it. It's over." And I took my office key and I handed it to the guy that sat in the office next to mine, and I said, "Here, you can have it. I'm leaving and I won't be back." I walked out, went home, and I cried for 4 days. And once I was done with that, some kind of a purge I had to go through. Once I was done with that, I got myself together and I said, "Okay, human design, I'm all yours now." And that was a big moment in my process. Human design had been in my life for a long time up to that point, but now it was time for me to dive in with, jump in with both feet, as they say. So I hear you, Andrea. I hear you. Yeah, sometimes it just happens like that, and our life really changes in amazing ways. So you've already kind of answered my next question, which was going to be, how is your life different now? And it's quite different. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that in terms of how your life is different now than it was before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as we all talk about the first 7 years, and I know that it in a way scares people that are quote unquote off. Yes. When I say, it's not over after 7 years. Another very, very, very important step in this process was PHS. And this, Ra was teaching it in 2006, the very first time, which was about the PHS dietary regimen. And I was just, playing around with it. And I had some sort of response to keep my, correct diet. But as the fates really want me to really strictly follow my determination was I had a terrible, terrible accident beginning of 2007 where I had to really be in hospital for a long time, to rehabilitation centers for a very long time. My left leg was really, smashed into pieces, into little pieces. And doctors were really guessing whether or not it would be wise to keep my leg or not. So, and my body was wise. It was wise than I ever thought. I was just gambling with PHS, but I could really recognize when I really stick to it, it was really wow. And then my body thrown everything out of my system, which was not my correct PHS dietary regimen. And that was the beginning of my change, which it was at a totally different level. And I'm now over the 7 years, and I lost basically what I can really, now when I look back, I lost not 18 kilos of weight, which I guess is 3 stones or so. I'm not really correct about that. Everything basically changed now with my body. People know me, have known me for a long time. They couldn't believe it. People who have just seen old photos of mine and then were coming to one of my teachings and to my lectures, they were just asking me, sorry, where is your older sister? Or when is your older sister appearing? And I said, no, I don't have any sister. But that's not you on the photo. And I said, yes, that's me. But you look so much not younger. And I said, okay, I didn't recognize that. And the amount of work that I am doing today, I could never ever do when I would not follow my PHS. I don't think that's 42 pounds. I guess it will be 36 pounds. So, this is something that I'm not really familiar with your American weighing system. So anyway, it really changed now my body as well. And as the body changes, my whole system changes again. And the way how I'm dealing now with my students, my clients, the way how I'm going to teach, everything basically changed. And I had such a lovely feedback this weekend from a student of mine. She knows me for 10 years. And she said, Andrea, whenever I entered into your classes 10 years ago, I could really feel that you have a profound knowledge, that you know so much. And it was always lovely to be in your classes, and you could deliver so much. But then she said, since you're doing this PHS, not only that you look younger, not only that you lost a lot of weight and you're more fit than ever, and then you work harder than ever. She said, the moment when you're teaching today, still everybody feels that you have so much to give and there is such a profound knowledge that you have. But you know what's different when you're teaching today? She said, every word has a weight. Every word is profound. And you're just such an authority in the human design system. And I've been with some other teachers, but I could not feel this authority, what I feel like you representing the authority of human design. And that was really lovely. So that was another very big change, which was not aware about it at all until this lovely student told me so.
What wonderful feedback that is. Wow. And it makes sense. I mean, look at your background and then your entrance into human design, and so much about human design is rooted in the scientific as well. So it makes total sense. And you were so immersed in the knowledge, you know, and I know how immersed you were. So let's talk a little bit about your classes that are coming up in May. You're doing three pretty big programs. We're continuing on with the cosmology teacher training, and you're doing the nature and mechanics of the rave, and then you're also doing rave sociology and then variable teacher training. So let's start with the cosmology, the nature and mechanics of the rave. Can you give us just a little brief synopsis of what that class is going to be about?
Basically, we're talking about the next mutation that will come in our species. So we will really have a further development, and we can really, in human design, this is what I really could really give us some precise date when this change will happen, when the very first, what we call rave children, will come up. So of course this course is about a lot of speculations, because we're not there yet, but we only have 12 years to go. That's the Jupiterian cycle. So we really will have a detailed exploration into the whole process of the mutation of our species that will take place in 2027. So that really means that new children will appear. And I'm going to show you not only how the mutation works and how even the circuitries may change, but also to really, give you all the indications that still you can recognize them today, here and now. You know, there are some what we call precursors to that kind of mutation. So that means precisely we're going to go through all the four mutational stages. So the solar plexus mutation, we're going all through the design of the raves and the different circuitries. We're going to discuss something that is also a topic in the rave sociology. We're going to talk about the conscious panther, which is never arrived yet. So, and I'm not only using the rave cosmology material that Ra was given us for years ago, but he always, especially in Austria, he taught a lot of what rave cosmology is all about. He said gray material. He taught a lot about the gray material and the next mutation in German, in Austria. And this is a nice add-on to the stuff that he had already taught. So, and of course, it's a teacher training. Not only that, I'm speculating a lot and giving all the material that Ra was speculating a lot, but also to really give you yet practical advice how you're going to teach that. And I think this is one of the most important programs here at the IHDS right now, because the mutation will come and there need to be specialists there that really can identify the next mutation, can identify the next species, and it will come. So this is what Ra always said, is that, you know, there have to be a lot of people that know about the mutation, that can identify the mutation and really give correct advices, so that the next species won't have exceeding difficulties in their start. I mean, when a new gene pool will arise, what we know from genetics, as soon as they appear, and if they're not nurtured correctly, they will be dead very soon. And this is a whole cosmological process. It's not about only us and the species of the humanity. It's about the child. adrenal bifurce that needs to develop, and this mutation is absolutely necessary. So, yeah, it's really fascinating. Although you can't have any quote unquote practical analysis tool right now, but you have practical tools to identify the next mutation.
Thank you. And I want to also point out that for anybody interested in this particular knowledge, you don't really have to be in the teacher training program to attend the class. So you're welcome to come. Anyone is welcome to come. So thank you, Andrea. That was really good. Yeah, man, 12 years away. I guess we're going to see it when it gets here. Wow. Hopefully I'll still be here. Rape sociology. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know me, Linda. I have two trainings that I love the most, which is really my whole heart blood in there, and one of them is rape sociology. And the reason why is because Ra started this rape sociology educational process in 2010 and couldn't finish it. He died. But the way how he was going to teach that, I mean, there are always guesses, you know? But from what he has already taught, I could grasp where he wanted to go. And of course, when we look in human design, it's wonderful to analyze a chart. But you know, the chart that we're really looking at is quote unquote naked without any, you know, interactive stuff. Because we know that the transits there, they impact us. We know that other people are there that impact us. And this is what's part of the educational program here at the IHDS is to know, do the analysis of relationships, and we have the business there, you know, the BG5, the OC16, we have the family practice here, which goes now into groups. But there's no program, and there was no program there where you really grasp the whole sociological context. So, here you're going to see how a singular person will be impacted by small groups, by large groups. And here you're going to see, the biggest picture. And of course, what you're also going to see is that we not only see it from its quote unquote only business aspect and only family aspect, but we're going to see it in a much broader sense. So, the program in a way starts not typically with, you know, group dynamics that we have in BG5 or in the family practice. We start here with an introduction, and the introduction really gives you a feeling for how much we're really impacted by the sociological system. To really see that there are genetic mechanics in us. They are at work. Where we always, in a way, are under tension between being an individual or being part of a group. And that's, you know, genetically inherited. And you're also going to see all the impact and conditioning mechanisms at all kinds of levels that are overloading us every single day. And it's all matched up and all, you know, squeezed within the whole sociological context. And then, of course, to really understand the human being in its sociological context, we have to go back. We have to go back into the past, and we have to look into the future. So basically, to really grasp where we right now, here in 2015, we need to understand where do we come from and where do we go. And this would be basically the second semester. So in the second semester, we're going to talk about the development of the human species, the human design, the human Homo sapiens in transitus. We're going to see, the development from the 5, 7, 9 centered, and we go briefly into the future as well, into the coming mutation. So that we now really know that we are also in tension field because of the past and the future. And when we understand something that was our past and we see that something is already pulling us into the future, we're going to see that this is a real tension field. We feel the past and we see the future. And that really gives us an understanding of the whole sociological context and how all sociological systems are going to work here. In the third semester, we're going to talk about small groups and small group dynamics. And we're not going into, you know, how we're going to engineer businesses. That's not what the education is all about. We're going to see how small groups are impacting the sociological context and how the sociological context is really impacting the small groups, what we call the penta. In the next semester, we're going to talk about the larger groups, which is called the WA and finally the gene pool, and really seeing how these WA and the gene pool are really influencing all the sociological dynamics that we just experience every day in our life. When we go to a shopping center, when we're going to school, when we're going to meet a larger group of friends, that's at work. And of course, we can always look at the business context, but for me, it's important to get the bigger picture, how the WA is influencing the whole system and how the system is influencing the WA and how the WA really influences us as individuals. And then, of course, in the last semester, we're going to go through the analysis part. And of course, when we're going to look here at what I call, the work of a rave sociologist. This is really the broadest education that you can get in human design, because this will enable you to look at an individual chart about the conditioning aspects from large and small groups, but also in general all the conditioning aspects. You are able to analyze pentas in its sociological context. You're going to analyze WAS in its sociological context. And if you're really very keen and brave, you can do some gene pool analysis. But also, analysis is not something that rave sociology, in a way, I see it as a work field. It's heart and core. What really the heart and core is experimental workshops. You need to feel these group dynamics. And when you're doing workshops and experiment with groups, you're going to get a feeling for small groups, for large groups, or even for gene pools. So what an rave sociologist is also enabled to not only do an introductory lecture, to really have a teaser to bring people into your workshops, but you can really do workshops and really give people a sense for what's going out there in the daily life. How does Penta and WA really impacts your life and conditions you? And if you're aware about it and you feel it, if it's just, you know, a set experiment, it's of course always easy to grasp something than you when you're just out in your family or in your business. So this is really getting a feeling for the social dynamic. And it's wonderful that we have a tool in human design to explain everything what's going on out there in the world and how we have dynamics that are in the moment very scary when we just look here in Northern Africa or when we look towards Russia. I mean, these are huge group dynamics that are at work and explain so much what's going out there in the world. And you can do that if you sign up for this class.
Oh, fascinating. Thank you. Thank you so much. And last but not least, of course, is the variable teacher training class. So, if you could share a bit about that class. Thank you.
Well, the RAFE, the Variable teacher training is a training for already very special people. Why I say special people is you need to have the differentiation degree program as a prerequisite and a holistic analysis. Also in this training will be accepted people who had the old training that was a 3 years educational process on PHS or the 3 year educational process on RAFE psychology. This, in a way, the variable teacher training is something that should help practitioners and psychologists to really show the most important work that I think we can do the moment that we go underneath the lines. So we know that there are four transformations. It's the transformation of the body. It's a transformation step that touches your environment, touches your perspective, and of course enables you to get to your full outer authority and to really learn a lot about your mind. So these three, four transformational steps, in a way, takes us as a practitioner, takes us as a DD practitioner, very long time with a client because it's coaching work. So people are not really sure most of the time whether it's worth the investment, the money, and the time. So the moment that you are a variable teacher, and we call it's a teacher or the teacher that can teach the radical transformation cleaning, you can show the four steps of transformation within a workshop to your potential clients. So in a way, this is not only the information that a client will get to have a feeling for what are these four transformational steps, but also to really have a good sense for, first of all, do I want to do one of these four transformations and where do I want to start? So in a way, it's a fantastic opportunity to have a workshop for your clients, for your students, and show them how the transformation really works, how these four transformational steps are really working. And you give them, of course, a brief analysis of it. So the way how you're going to teach that and how much you teach and not only how much you teach, but also how precise this topic needs to be taught, not to get lost in all the topics. This is part of this training. Because it's really crucial for the Radical Transformation Clinic to exactly know what to teach, how to present it, so that it has really a deep impact to your clients and to your students. And what's also added to this variable teacher training is the material that Ra has all given us as a variable teacher. So that means you get the original recordings and you get the way how you're going to teach that and the practical advices from me. And of course, everything that's really necessary that you can start right away with a very successful class. This will be the purpose of the variable teacher training here. So, because, PHS and RAFE psychology really needs to be spread out into the world. And ideal is to do that with a radical transformation clinic. And this is something that you're going to learn there.
Well, these are amazing classes, Andrea, and it's no wonder that you're the teacher of them with your background and all the work you did and study you did prior to human design and then after human design. It just lined up so perfectly for you in that way. I'm just delighted that you're the one teaching these. So thank you for spending some time with me today. I really appreciate it. It's always good to hear your voice. I know we don't touch base as often as I'd like to, but yeah, it's good to talk to you. And Yeah, so everyone, thank you for listening, and I hope you got a chance to get to know Andrea a little bit more. And Andrea, is there anything you'd like to say? Or just say goodbye, it's fine.
Yeah, but I would like to say it's really a pleasure for me to teach here at the IHDS and have such wonderful students. I'm always delighted when I'm teaching a long program and see the development of my students. I just closed last semester the rave sociology, and I was amazed, the way how they have integrated their knowledge. The same as I have taught the holistic analysis. I was deeply touched the way how the knowledge was really integrated. So for me, having the opportunity here to teach at the IHDS is really grateful. And yeah, thanks, Linda, that you give me the opportunity. And I'm really looking forward to be touched again by my students, because I know it doesn't matter when you're doing these programs and how you're doing to do the programs. It does something with you. And I see you developing, and that's for me the best reward that I can get being a teacher here in human design.
Yeah, it's a beautiful exchange. I know. It's really quite special. And to be doing it with this incredible knowledge is lucky, lucky are we. All right, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you all, and bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.